We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, welcome in on a Wednesday. We got a lot to talk about, so let's cut the bull and just get to it. Here's what we're not going to do today. I'm not going to use the phrase played winning hockey. I am not going to use the phrase they were the better team. I'm not going to give them any credit because they tried hard. This is a win or lose league, pass or fail. You either got the date to prom or you didn't. The Wings last night, for all intents and purposes, got shut out at home in the biggest game of their year against a team that had lost six straight with a superstar who looks like a Russian grandfather. That's it. Everything I was worried about, Rico, took place last night. Remember we were on the air joking?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Cookies out here shaking his ass for Nichols. You had Rieger coming on doing his stupid routine.
Wings went in 4-2.
Guys, yeah. I said, please, this team is not trustworthy. This is what they do to us. You trust them. You love them. Oops, walked in. They're banging the post, man. That's what this team does. So what happened last night? You know what last night was to me? What I imagine lethal injection is. This slow process of just fading to black. And maybe we shook around for a little bit. Or maybe there was a little bit of pain and one last gasp and dead. Because it was the slowest.
So the goal with 1 second to go, that was your one last gasp?
Maybe that moment of regret going, I really didn't want the needle, but I'm too late. Like it just, Rico, this was the biggest game of the Yzerman era. They got shut out. They allowed Bob Lindgren, or whatever his name is, to look like Jean-Sebastien Jaguar back in 05. It just, the result is the result. They lost. And I don't want to hear about try hard. No. Other people can have that opinion. I'm just telling you, I'm not interested in hearing it.
No, you get jumped by the Caps. You're not in control. You got to win. Like Thursday's game becomes almost a game seven like feel. Even though you're not, even though you're not in the playoffs, Mike, you can't afford. That's it. You lose Thursday. That's.
I'm kind of spent. You want the truth? I'm kind of spent.
Yeah, but it's a roller coaster ride, but it's like, you're right. Every time you're thinking, okay, guys, you got your stuff together.
Cutscene. It never changes. I want to make an announcement. I'd like to make an announcement here as we start today's program. Attention 97.1 ticket listeners. Least enjoyable playoff drive ever. 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 The minute you relax, dead. The minute you get confident, dead. The minute you regain trust, postman. I feel free. Yell at me, people. I don't care. But I'm not going to lie to you and act like anything good took place last night. We were so amped up for this game. And honestly, the two mistakes shouldn't kill you because for you were playing a team with about a negative 500 goal differential. You know what? Overcome. Two mistakes, two bad calls, two moments. You know what? When you don't score, you don't have a right to cry. And don't call up being like it was 2-1. You scored with a tenth of a second left.
So have you hit the point now where you spite watch them?
Yes. Go, Pens, go. End them.
Because I'm like, it's funny. Guys, it's funny being on the other side of this because this is the mic I got like for MSU Hoops. And the streak, it's like, my God, no. Because every time I think this team's going to do something, they go out there, and I got to watch this.
Moose
I got to watch that.
Postman.
So I'm
grunting.
Like, have you hit the spike watch?
Yes. Yes.
So you don't want, you're to the point, I don't want them to make the playoffs.
Hope they get shut out by Tom Barrasso tomorrow night. I've had enough. That crowd wanted to explode, and this team never gave them a reason.
Heck, they even tried to fire him up, throwing the octopus on the ice with 6 minutes to go. Like, okay.
Personally, I would have tasered that person. That is not the time, down 2-0.
No, but I thought that. Then a friend of mine was like, no, maybe they use that as the rallying cry. The guy takes it, and you see, they're on the side. Like, the crowd is getting into this. Maybe it bleeds into the players, because if you can score that goal before 1 second to go, you give yourself a chance.
Every time they give you hope, here's the Wings' response. 248-539-9797. Where are we at with this hockey team? I mean, last night at home against a Capital team that has lost 6 straight games. That game set up for you to win. Now, I told you I was nervous, more because of who you are. But, Rico, you know this. If you're a playoff team, you win that game last night. Mm-hmm. Argue that.
No, you do. At home, you handle your business. Because you already should be in playoff mode.
That's what I'm more upset about.
Yeah.
I'd be more upset about if I was this bearded freak over here.
You should be in playoff mode because every game is a pseudo playoff game just to get into that
spot.
Why
are we in this position?
It's how you end up knocking off the number one seed because we've been playing playoff hockey for the last 2-3 weeks. Except for this team.
They should have been in playoff mode during that 7-game losing streak. This game is allowed to happen if they win 2, maybe 3 of those 7 games. Hell, but if they, God forbid, they win a majority and win 4 of those 7
God
games.
God forbid you showed up as something more than a pleasure pillow for Arizona.
Absolutely. Yeah. They had no effort, no compete at all for 7 straight games. If you win a couple of those games, we're not talking about this because they're in the playoffs.
Okay, here's the other problem. Actually, I'm going to stand down. You go first.
Kenny, your thoughts on scoring a goal with 1 second to go?
I don't care. It does not matter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They did play well enough to win, but nobody wants to hear that.
No, I don't. No, I do not want to hear that. I heard it all day on this station. I don't want to hear it. You know what? That's like saying, well, that radio show blows, but they sure try.
It wasn't about trying. They outplayed Washington.
It's what not- did we just talk about? You don't think the people on the new movie Roadhouse tried? It sucks.
This wasn't Arizona, is my point. That's all I'm saying. Arizona, it doesn't matter.
The point I would like to bring up. I was just
wondering, like, when they scored that final goal, no, I just spite. Imagine Kenny sitting in his chair at home, like, and now you score.
Spite. Okay. Absolute spite. I would have taken the Zamboni and run them all over with it. Spite. Don't score. Don't you dare. Don't you even dare make this look good on ESPN.com.
Because
that's
what I was thinking, like. And no, it's 0.9 seconds left. That's actually a goal. Wow. Okay.
Here's the other problem. And I think, and we're not going to go down this road, but in many ways, I think the Iser plan is the Scott Harris plan, and the Scott Harris plan is the Iser plan. And I don't like either. Because you know the biggest problem? We don't have stars. We don't have somebody that's going to have that moment. We don't have somebody that can carry a team. And we've said this. Look, nobody wanted to bring it here more than me and Kenny. But the reality is DeBrincat's been ass for the better part of 6 weeks. And truthfully, when you look last night, I mean, Nate McKinnon puts the team on his back, has a hat trick. And I understand he's one of the top five players in the game. We don't have anyone. Like I made the joke yesterday. McKinnon and Kucherov have like 140 points apiece. Our best player has 62.
Bro, that was sobering.
Right, right. So my whole idea is what you need on a night like last night is you need stars. You need someone who can just... Break glass in case of emergency. Be outstanding
own. You know what it is? It's the old cliche in sports, though. But big players make big plays in big games.
Oh, wait a minute. PPTPW.
Yes.
Players play. Tough players win.
But big players make the big plays in big games. It's what separates you. It's why you see certain guys and you feel like we always have a shot so long as he's on the team. He's on the field. He's on the ice.
And you don't have that.
No. And that's the problem.
You don't have it between the pipes, you don't have it on the blue line, and you don't have it with your top six forwards.
It's
you
cool.
just don't.
Yeah, it's cool when all year you can say, hey, we got balanced scoring. We got a bunch of guys in double figures.
That's what the Tigers are trying to sell you.
But what you need is just that guy who says, I got this.
I want to know where you're at as hockey elite. I want it whether you're a fringe hockey fan or a hardened, you know, you're dressed like Don Cherry in your cubicle right now for no good reason on a Wednesday. I want to know where you're at with the Wings. I'm out of love. This is not enjoyable. It's really painful. And it's like, we're good. We're bad. We're good. We're bad. We're good. We suck. We're good. We're bad. We're in. We're out. I hate everything. Last night was a night you could have put it all to bed. You could have been in the command position. You're at home. Caps have been reeling. And they kind of stink. And you got shut out. Don't sell me that goal with a second. Just don't do it. Take that to another day. I don't want to hear it. In my world, it was 2-0. And that's gross. That was a slow death.
Well, Michael, technically it was 2-1.
248-539-9797.
I tried to do that voice you do, but I couldn't get it out.
If you think we're overreacting, please feel free. Oh, maybe you're like Jared Goff, who we'll get to at 3. You think we're being negative.
I agree.
Let me tell you, to set up plums on that guy. This town has embraced him, rallied around him, begged this team to pay him. And this guy gets on a podcast to say the media is negative here?
I was about to say, it's not the town. It's just the media. We're the bad guy.
The pendulous balls on that cat. We'll get to him at 3. But I want to hear from the hockey elite. I mean, Kenny, are we being too negative?
I don't think you're being too negative. And as long as you say things like, you know, it doesn't matter that they played well, they still lost. That's at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
I mean, Kenny, do you understand why I say it?
I understand because people act like it's an emotional or it's a moral victory or something. When
right.
It's not.
It's, Kenny, if they had played well enough to win over the last, say, 6 weeks, we wouldn't be in this position.
That's exactly what my point was.
I don't, you know, like now we're handing out gold stars and bubble bats because what? You tried last night? I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear if you play that game 8 times, you win that game 8 times out of 10. Nobody wants to hear that.
David went home and blew up his toilet, but the chef sure tried to make him a nice meal. That's the absurdity when you apply some of this sports logic, lemming logic, to real life. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy blows as a salesperson, but he sure tries. Out.
He's got a great personality, though.
Out. 248-539-9797. I'd love to hear from Wings fans on it, because last night marked the end of the line for me. You're right. I've reached bite face. And then what? They'll go beat Pittsburgh 5-0. Then we're locked in for a game in Toronto. But I can't keep doing it.
You just got off the roller coaster ride. You want off?
Yeah, I do. I do. I honestly just hope they lose to Pittsburgh and I can forget about it.
So you're officially just going to turn in the car flag?
I never had one. I would never.
No, I'm just saying, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, and also, too, F. Jim Costa. Those stupid Costa locks.
Okay.
He should have been made to walk home last night.
Shame. Shame. Town Wilbur, shame.
Sad part is he probably could have walked nude through the district. There ain't nobody there. Just Jim and his twig and berries alone with his thoughts. Well, it ain't like the garbage can would tell anybody. Ain't nothing down there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.